Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we welcome back to our studios the Ocean State Theater Company. Amy Turner is back once again. Welcome, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And tonight, Amy has brought with her Cleo Zani, or Zani. Which do you prefer, Cleo?
Well, it's Zani, but it comes from Zuani, Zani, from the Commedia dell'Arte back in the day.
All right. So there we go. We even have an explanation. Cleo is going to be one of the stars in Breaking Legs, a new production at Ocean State Theater that opens on Wednesday. Cleo, let's get a little background on you. Mm-hmm. What role do you play in Breaking
Legs? I'm playing Lou, who is the father and the restaurant owner. And his daughter, Angie, runs the place for him. And he has some cohorts.
So yes. this particular piece, we'll find out a little bit more about your background. But Amy, this particular piece suits Rhode Island pretty well, doesn't it?
I think if you imagine the restaurant that Lou owns sitting somewhere lovingly on Federal Hill, you will know just about everything you need to know about the show. Angie is surrounded by regulars, her quote-unquote uncles that fall in. There's some question as to where Lou gets all of his financial gains in life. There's a lot of investing going on and business operations going on in addition to the restaurant itself, but a lot of love and a lot of laughs and a lot of characters filter through this play. It's sure to be a good time.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So, Cleo, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Let's go a little bit into your background. Where did you grow up? What part of the country are you from?
Well, originally from Watertown, Massachusetts.
Not far away. You're almost.
No. And pretty quickly moved to Lexington, Massachusetts, and finished growing up there.
Okay. It had nothing to do with the revolution?
And no. Just the statue.
Okay.
Sits there down in Lexington Common.
Right. Yeah. And what got you into theater? Was this something that you've always done or later on?
I pretty much have always done it, starting in junior high and high school. I was in the ever-present rock band, and did a lot of that, and then sort of fell into other kinds of theater. I went up to Goddard College in Vermont and did performing arts up there and studied acrobatics and mime and things like that.
Well, there you go. Now, I've seen just about everything, but I've seen everything that Amy has produced since she's been in Rhode Island. But this is your first time with her, right?
Yes, it is.
In the company?
Yeah, first time at Ocean State. And I thankfully got roped into it because I did a show directed by the great Fred Sullivan at Cape Repertory Theater in Brewster, out on the Cape.
Uh-huh.
And we did that, it's maybe a year and a half ago, One Man, Two Governors. And he cast me in that. We had a great time. And then he kind of grabbed me by the neck and pulled me into this one.
It's good to call him the great Fred Sullivan
since he's
directing, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So he's the boss. Amy, this opens on Wednesday for previews, Thursday for more previews, and then Friday opening night, right?
Absolutely.
And things are getting close. Time is drawing near.
Things are getting close, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, this is actually the third time Fred has come into our theater, this time the first time as the director, and so it's been a lot of fun to cast the show and to pool our resources, if you will, some of the folks that I know and some of the folks that he knows, and it's in great hands. You know, he has anyone who knows anything about Fred, I think, clearly can comprehend. He knows a little bit about comedy and a lot about acting, and so it's just been a joy to watch the fun times. And, you know, going into tech, we have no worries that we're going to come out the other side with a great show.
People would remember Fred specifically at Ocean State from last summer's production, the baseball production, right?
From Rounding Third.
Rounding Third. He and Joel were the stars of that.
They and, sure were.
Joel Kipper. And so a lot of the audience knows him from Trinity Rep in Providence. He's been there for 30 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
More than.
And he came to us the first time with Laughter on the 23rd Floor, which was actually in the same time slot where he played the lead in that. And then I think he's pretty famous, if you will, from all of his work at Trinity, and he's done some amazing work there, and he's directed a lot at the GAM as well. Mm-hmm. So we're just, you know, happy to be in his circle, expanding it a little bit and enjoying it.
All right, well, I think we should get in the mood right now. Now, the music that we normally play when Amy is here has a lot to do with the production because it's normally a musical, but when it's a play, we find things that are relate to the situation. So right now, we're going to go to a piece of music to get us in the mood with my good buddy, Dean Martin. Hey.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Now we're all in the mood after listening to Dean Martin sing That's Amore, having nothing to do with breaking legs, the production, other than getting us in the mood, as we did. And Amy, Breaking Legs, as I mentioned, is opening on Wednesday for previews and Thursday previews, and then opening Friday night. I'm going to run for a couple weeks. Why don't you give us the best way to get tickets in case people are interested. They can go online, right?
Yeah, that's where you'll not only find out information about Breaking Legs, but everything else that's happening, including our special events and our Family Fun Fest and things like that. But our website, for those folks that haven't been there yet, is oceanstatetheater.org. Really encourage folks to like us on Facebook, to find our Facebook profile. We're always announcing the up-to-date information on our Facebook page, and also oftentimes we do a special Facebook offer for discounted tickets or a special event. They can obviously call the box office, which is 401-921-6800, or just stop by the Big Blue Building right at the south end of Jefferson Boulevard. Any day afternoon, our box office is open.
From right after noon time?
From noon to 6, okay. And it's open until intermission on show days.
Excellent. All right. The show Breaking Legs is a play, not a musical, as I mentioned earlier. There are how many people involved?
Six. Yeah, there's six cast members. Of course, Cleo is the father of a lovely actress named Sophia Bloom, who is from Providence. She plays his daughter, Angie Graziano. They have a great relationship, like many Italian father and daughters. A little combative, would you say?
Yeah, it's a little up and down. We butt heads, and then we make up, and you know.
She's not married yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, you want her to get married, but you don't really want her with boys.
But she's still my baby, like she's going to be for the rest of her life.
There's some friction. Your audience will recognize this relationship.
Yeah.
And then she brings in her former professor. She did go to college for a couple of years. And Chris Swan, who people will remember, played the King and I.
Right.
He was in your favorite play, Race.
That's absolutely true.
He played Herbie opposite My Rose last summer. He's back as the Connecticut professor, who kind of gets more than he bargained for. He thinks he's coming to meet her family because they're going to invest in his play, and kind of realizes they might be more family than family because they're all uncles. Again, it's going to sound familiar to a lot of your listeners. And the uncles are Brandon Whitehead, who returns to our stage. He was the detective in Dial M for Murder, made a big splash. People loved him. Kind of a hoot and a holler in rehearsal. Am I wrong?
We don't deserve to have as much fun as we're having in rehearsals. I can only pray the audience enjoys it as much as we are.
You know, the more fun you have, the less you get paid. That's the way it works.
Oh,
yeah.
But Brandon is unpredictable. Let's call it that. And then the other uncle is Chris Parati, who is a returnee to Rhode Island. He's originally from here. He's performed at the GAM and different theaters like that. And we're excited. He's kind of the strong man, would you say?
He's very stoic. He kind of stands there and gives you that evil eye look if he doesn't quite agree with what's going on.
And that voice. Yeah. He's got a voice that you're going to just melt over. And then there's a sad little man who ventures in and takes the brunt of the bad business deal, we'll call it. And that's Marc Cartier, who's also a regular at our theater.
Sure.
From Fools, which was one of our original productions, opening the theater, to The Grandfather and Meet Me in St. Louis, and The Father and the Diary of Anne Frank. He has a very small but memorable part.
Okay.
One will not forget his presence on the stage, and we'll leave the mystery to be unraveled.
All right. Well, we'll leave some of that mystery, and we'll go to another piece of music at this point to get us in the mood, keep us in the mood. And this one is everybody's Italian favorite. We'll listen to O Sole Mio and then take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Theater and Breaking Legs.
Serena, dopo una tempesta,
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Ocean State Theater Company's representative, Amy Turner, who is the artistic director. And Amy, we talked briefly about Breaking Legs starting next week and running for a couple weeks. And what runs after that?
Well, we have, during the run of it, we will continue our Family Fun Fest, which is our show for young children. Bubbleology, backed by popular demand,
again,
always a favorite. That's on February 6th at 11 a.m. All tickets are $10. It is the next show in a series. We do have about seven in total throughout the year. And then on closing night, February 14th, a very special concert
always
for Valentine's Day.
With Amy.
Yes. I have been asked and convinced to do a little one-woman concert on February 14th for Valentine's Day, called Once in Love with Amy. And it'll be a really fun night, hopefully a little bit of romance, but I do like to say you can bring your sweetheart or your broken heart, or you can just bring yourself. It won't be all sappy love songs. A few for those that are crushing that night.
Okay,
but,
let's put Cleo on the spot here.
Okay.
All right. Who sang Once in Love with Amy, made it popular?
Oh, gosh, I am on the spot. I do not know.
Ray Bolger, I believe.
It's right.
There you go. Okay. Yep. See, just a little, that's a little before your time, but I just...
Oh, thank you, sir.
So then after Valentine's Day, we continue on with the rest of the season.
Yeah, probably the show that maybe has gotten the most attention, the musical adaptation, 1776, Tony Award-winning musical, book by Peter Stone, the great Peter Stone, which... quite literally, as the title would suggest, explores the birth of independence here in our great country. I really can't think of a better time for us to all remind ourselves what it actually truly means to be an American. Followed by The Miracle Worker, amazing inspirational play about, of course, the teacher Annie Sullivan and her student Helen Keller. And then we'll close the season. Gotta tell you, groups are loving this one. Anything Goes, Cole Porter's fun musical, showgirls, sailors, costumes, songs, an evangelical lounge singer, an escaped convict. It has everything. And you put them on a cruise ship and fun ensues.
It's a really great show. It's going to be a great show. And of course, the season kind of ends there, but it doesn't. And we'll talk about that some other time. But you have things planned for the summer, so... we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to get back to our feeling of Breaking Legs, and how can we do that any better than playing the Godfather theme?
Thank you.
Cleo, I went to college in downtown Providence and eventually in Roger Williams in Bristol, but a lot of my growing up was on Pine Street in Providence, and I had a lot of associates that I would play cards with and so forth, and they were kind of in this flavor. Some of them were from famous families in Providence that I don't have to mention now, but I do remember that, you know, college guys, and then a little bit later on when I'd be hanging around with them, sometimes the language and so forth was not necessarily appropriate to what I would have in church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that involved with breaking legs?
Associates, huh?
Associates.
Yeah, I see. There was a little bit. There's a mild sprinkling of some fairly strong language in the show, but it's rare. It's not a children's show. There are some adult situations that occur. There's a little bit of violence. There's some romantic intimacy portrayed. Okay. So
sounds right. good to me.
All right, so we have a little violence, a little intimacy, and a little adult situations. Mm-hmm. So basically, the point is that this is not a kids' show. But so you're always forced with that, Amy, as a theater operator. I'll put you that hat on you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell people that they can't come in?
No, and I'll tell you, as a parent, I always feel like it is completely up to each person to make sure whether or not they think their children should or shouldn't come and see it, but also whether they think their grandmother should come or shouldn't see it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's so much information available to patrons. If you have any question, we do try and educate our box office to be clear on what is going on so you can call them, but you can go online and you can even buy the script and read it ahead of time if you want to. If you're particularly cautious about something. But, you know, we do make the disclaimer and we let folks make up their own minds about it. This particular show is really, truly based in humor. So for my tastes, and I'm not a very graphic person, I think it's hysterical. But that's really up to the right. other patron. But I would say if this was in a movie, I'm not quite sure it would be an R rating. Probably it would be, but it's really not, you know, it's not Goodfellas, let's say.
Yeah.
It might be, but I would say it would be at least a PG-13. So if somebody's in the mood to just have fun and they understand where these characters are coming from, I have no doubt they're going to have a good time. But if, you know, there are people out there that do never want to hear any language at all, this isn't the show for you. And we want to be clear on that because we want people to come to the theater and really be able to sit back, relax, enjoy the show, buy into it, hook, line, and sinker, and leave with their sides aching from, you know, laughing and their cheeks aching from smiling.
Well, that's the whole purpose of theater is to either make a point or enjoy yourself. And it sounds like this is going to do both. Cleo, your character as the father, do you have to, I don't want to give away anything in the show, but do you have to, you know, protect your daughter in any physical manner?
Not in a physical manner,
okay.
I have a sit down with these people that have some interest, and I try to set them straight and...
Now, does this ever relate to your real life?
Not yet.
Okay.
We had a couple of boys growing up, and so it's a little different. I have a granddaughter now, though, who in another decade or so I might be having to be thinking
I'm
about
in the
that
same
conversation.
Situation. I have a granddaughter, too, that I would be. I had a son, so I didn't run into that, but I will be very cautious with my granddaughter. Amy, this the show is about how long and you know, in length? Is normal 2-hour play-ish?
Yep, absolutely. Both acts are probably just under an hour, each of them, and then the intermission, of course, 15 minutes. You know, for the folks in your audience that have been to the show as well, we are working on exactly what our special cocktail would be. Cause,
you
know,
you've been to shows in the past.
Yeah, yes, we always have a special cocktail to have fun at our bar, at our lobby bar also. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know there is a drink called the Godfather, which may or may not be making an appearance, but our managing director who manages the concessions and our bartenders always have a lot of fun coming up with those drinks. So
there's always something unique there.
And, Do we get to have those to drink on stage?
Well, there is a bar on stage. Yeah. That's between you and Fred. Yeah, okay. But opening night party,
yeah, okay.
We will definitely pass the Godfathers around.
All right, we will go to another song at this point. And I'm not, Cleo, I'm not, this one's not ringing a bell with me. It's a Frank Sinatra song, so I'm sure I've heard it, called Come Back to Sorrento. Was this a biggie for him?
Oh, I think so. And it's very sweet, romantic.
So ballad. I'll recognize her, is
yes,
what you're
so
saying.
You will.
All right, here we go.
Guardi il mare com'è bello, spiran tanto sentimento, come il tuo soave accento, che me desto fa sonar. Senti come lieve sale dai giardini odore d'aranci un profumo non vi ha uguale per chi palpita d'amore e tu dici io partio addio, ti allontani dal mio cuore, questa terra dell'amore, hai la forza di lasciare. Ma non mi fuggi, non darmi più tormento.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are talking about Breaking Legs, which is opening at the Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, just a stone's throw from the airport, as Amy always says in her commercials. And that'll be opening on Wednesday and running for a couple weeks. And with us, Cleo, your character is... owning a restaurant, is that correct?
Yeah, he owns the restaurant, and Angie, his daughter, runs it for him.
All right, so this takes place in the restaurant. Is that the scene that the audience will see when the show starts?
That's where all the action takes place.
Everything takes place in the restaurant, so we have a set of a restaurant there, and you get to drink and eat while you're doing these roles.
Oh, lots of it. There is boatloads of food coming and going, and drinks and wine and shots and...
Now, we can keep a secret. This is just between us. Do you actually eat food while you're acting?
Just between us?
Yeah, just between us.
A little bit.
You do. So you do. Yeah, so you, yeah. Now,
it's got to be timed just right.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you ever have your mouth full when you're supposed to be saying something?
Not if you do it right.
All right. So that's
it is funny, though, because people don't think about the rehearsal, like, as simplistic and odd as it is, but you have to, how big of a bite, how long does it take you to chew, when are you going to swallow, and how are you going to keep your face and your costume clean is all part of the rehearsal process.
And get the next line out without all the food in your mouth.
Well, I'm sure that could lead to some funny situations, bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, so now the other secret, just between you and I, the drink. I mean, is it actually wine that you're going to be drinking, or do you drink grape juice?
It's pleased if it were grape juice. It's probably very likely going to be various colored shades of water.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the tea, here's the whiskey, here's the vodka, right. Here, you know, so, but it's all water.
Oh, I won't tell anybody.
No, please.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well. Amy, you mentioned trying to not get the food on your costume, so costuming is part of this. So you got to look the part, right?
Yeah, and our costume designer, Emily Teredash, who is on staff with us, she's really approached this as I think you have to in sort of what we call a naturalistic way. So a lot of shopping locally and had conversations, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. with each of the actors.
Yeah, I sat down with her for quite a bit of time, last week or so now. And, boy, she's going to have me suited up nicely. You will see these wonderful Italian leather shoes I've got. She took one look at me and said, "Oh, you're the guy. I know just how to
okay, suit so you're you up. Not you're not the guy behind the counter with the white apron with dough all over yourself.
No, we have people to take care of that.
You have guys to do that.
Yeah.
This is also not in the main restaurant area where it takes place. It's in the back private room of the restaurant.
Oh.
And Angie certainly isn't making the salads and desserts. She's managing the restaurant and the staff and looking pretty good mm-hmm. in her little high-heeled shoes. And
that's Sophie, correct?
Yes. And she definitely manages not just the restaurant, but all of the guests, the uncles, if you will. You know, the characters that come in are probably coming in through maybe the back door, or they're maybe coming through the kitchen for their meetings. Yeah, there's going to be some nice outfits. And then, you know, there is a funeral, as one would need in any kind of family-connected script.
Things happen.
Tom Dulac appropriately have them returning from a funeral at one point. So, you know, it is fun with costumes, and I love that, you know, Fred had detailed conversations about his ideas, but then each of the actors was also able to really kind of help create the character all the way from the beginning to the end. When you have really talented people, it's great to involve their ideas.
All right. Well, let's keep the mood going, and let's play the Sopranos theme. Theme from The Sopranos, iconic television series. And Cleo, you live in Massachusetts now, full-time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Cape Cod.
And you have a visa to come to Rhode Island.
They let me in.
They let you in, all right. And but you decided not to be driving back and forth, so you and your wife have moved to local flavor territory.
Yeah, that's right. My wife is Kathy, originally from Cranston.
Okay.
And she knows the area very well. This is getting to be like a second childhood for her.
Right.
So when I got the part, I realized it, I didn't really want to drive back and forth to the Cape. It's a couple hours.
Right.
We found a wonderful little B&B, Airbnb place that's right on Federal Hill, halfway between Atwell's and Broadway. So we are just, we're just hop-skipping down the street, trying a wonderful new restaurant every night.
Well, there you go.
Having a ball.
Now, you mentioned you've been to Angelo's. A lot of people in our listening audience know about Angelo's. And my favorite is the old canteen, so you got to give that a shot.
Yeah.
Right on the, right on the, right across the street almost from Angelo's. So I'm sure everybody has their favorite, but Joe Marzilli's old canteen is my favorite one. There you go. We're going to get to one more piece of music to keep the mood going, and then we're going to come back and finish up with Amy and Cleo about the show. This one is an old-time Italian singer, Louis Prima. Hey.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. But it is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Hey, buonasera, signorina, kiss me good. And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
Well, we certainly have had our fill of flavor of the Italian scene. So we've talked about Federal Hill in Rhode Island, and we've talked about Breaking Legs, which is going to be opening at the Ocean State Theater in just a few days. And, Amy, a lot of other great things happening in February, specifically the end of January and February. And before we see you again here, you will have had your show, Once in Love with Amy.
That's right.
And that's a fundraiser for the theater, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it will benefit our Fund for Artistic Excellence. We will also, of course, have Bubbleology, and our cabaret club continues. Don't have a lot of time to chat about that right now, but we've had sold out. We turn our lobby into a really intimate little cabaret space, so please go on our website or ask the box office about information about that.
So a lot of things happening there, and the best thing is to, you know, go on the website and check these things all out. There's even, if you're a friend of the theater and you've been going there a lot and you would like to help out a little bit, you can even make donations through the website. Is the Pick a Seat campaign still going?
It is, yeah. We really kind of blew through our goal in the first year, and we're already probably about 25-30% to our second year goal. And that will continue, of course, through a tax-deductible donation. You can name a seat. You can take a seat. We put a lovely little plaque on the arm for your business, your loved one, or yourself. You'll be permanently a part of the theater.
There you go. And again, once again, you can go to the website, which is
OceanStateTheater.org.
There you go. Or call
401-921-6800. It'll take you right to our wonderful box office staff. You can talk to Tom or Kayla or whoever answers the phone, and they'll be happy to help you.
The other thing you can do when you do go online, you can buy tickets for any of these shows we've talked about. You can even pick your seat, different from the pick your seat benefit we were talking a minute ago, where you actually can go online and see which seats are available, so there's no surprises, and you can just pick them right out there. It's a great thing. Cleo, I want to thank you for coming in to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, thanks for inviting me on, Mike. It's been nice.
It's been great to have you, and we look forward to seeing you in action. You know, how are you doing? All right.
Forget about it.
All right. And Amy, of course, always great to have you with us on Conducting Conversations. And one more time, the show runs from what date to what date?
We open this Wednesday, January 27th, with our first preview opening on Friday night and running through February 14th.
There you go. And on February 14th, don't forget, that'll be the Once in Love with Amy show. Can't miss that one. So we'll see you there. I'm going to try to be there myself, as a matter of fact. And maybe I'll hum in the background. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be there. Anyway, we're going to listen to one more tune just to keep the flavor going. We'll go out the way we started with Dean Martin, and then the rest of you will see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.